Glad I met you. Glad to see you.
Okay. Maybe how you do?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. If when somebody's leaving your house after a visit, you might tell them to
come back to see us.
Or come again?
Yeah, come again.
Okay. How do you greet somebody around December the 25th?
Christmas gift. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody around January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You said Christmas gift. Have you ever heard of something like that used around New Year's Day? Anything similar to that?
New Year's gift?
Do people really say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Used to. Doc got out of Christmas gift.
They still say it around my house. What about if somebody has done a favor for you, you might say to him, "I'm much."
Appreciate the favor you did.
Or I'm much.
Much obliged.
Much obliged to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if somebody has asked you to do something for them and you're not sure if you're going to have enough time, you might say,
if I have time.
Or I think I'll have time. Okay. Your wife might have to go downtown today to do some
shopping.
Do some shopping, okay. And after she buys something, the storekeeper would take a piece of paper and do
wrap it up.
And when she gets home, she'd have to
unwrap it and rewrap it if she don't send it somebody.
Okay. If a store is selling things at less than they paid for them, you'd say they're selling at a
bargain.
Okay. Would you ever say they're selling at a loss?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you're looking around for a tractor downtown, you might say, "Well, that sure is a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because it's too expensive, I can't."
Too high.
Or it costs
too much.
Costs too much. Okay. All right. Around the 1st of the month, you say that the bills are what?
The bills is due.
Bills are due, okay. And if you're a member of a club or something like that, you have to pay your
dues.
Pay your dues, okay. If you haven't got enough money to buy that tractor, you might go to the bank downtown and try to
borrow it. Get it financed.
Okay. You know, it's hard to find people who are willing to work for you anymore. You might say that good workers are getting mighty
scarce.
Mighty scarce, okay. What about if a boy ran down one of these spring boards down at the swimming pool? He ran down it and did what?
Dived
in, okay. Or you might say, already lots of boys have
already diving in.
Okay. All right, now if you will. Have you ever seen anybody dive in the water and hit the water flat on the stomach? What do you call that?
Belly buster.
You ever had that happen to you?
Yes, sir.
Kind of stung, didn't it?
It did.
What if you might see some little boys out in the front yard playing, and every now and then a boy might put his head on the ground, you know, and kick his feet, and he goes over like that. You say he's done a what?
I see it's on a somerset.
Somerset?
Some okay. Folk call it somersault.
Somersault?
I always call it somerset.
Okay. What about if a boy wanted to get across the river, you'd say that he dived in and he began to do what?
Swam across.
Okay. You might say that, talking about the same word, I have what? Myself many times.
Swam it.
Okay. Have you ever heard of when you go to pay your bill at a store, sometimes the storekeeper might give you a little gift or something for paying off your bill? Is there anything particular you call that?
Well, just discount the bill or either reimburse you or little present.
Okay. What about
a thinky?
Okay.
Gift.
All right. Talking about swimming, sometimes a person might go in a place that's too deep, and he'll do what?
He'll drown.
Okay. You would say that if somebody got caught in a whirlpool, maybe like that, and couldn't get out, you say that he got
drowned.
Okay. Okay. What do you say a baby does before it learns to walk?
Crawls.
Okay. If you saw something way up in a tree and you wanted to take a closer look at it, you go over to the tree and begin to what?
Climb up the tree.
Okay. And you would say that, talking about the same tree, yesterday I...
climbed to the second level, higher.
Okay. You climbed that tree, but you might say, talking about a mountain, I have never done what? You might climb a tree, but I have never
climbed a mountain.
Okay. All right. What about if a little boy is trying to? Well, I'll just go ahead and let this run out.